Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, ahlan wa sahlan. My name is Tasneem and you tuned into Radio Islam on Medium Wave 1548. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's show is all about trials, tribulations, and the difficulties that we experience going through life. So let us begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'atina a'malina. And we also begin by praising Allah and sending blessings upon His chosen messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahlan wa sahlan, I'm Tasneem, and this is the show to help you overcome unhealthy habits and old patterns so that you can reclaim your magic and create more of what you want in life, inshallah. Dhikriyat is the name of the show, and if you've just joined us, ahlan wa sahlan, welcome to Radio Islam. Last week we spoke all about trials, tribulations, and the difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places us in at different stages in our lives and how to overcome this. And alhamdulillah, during the week I've been doing some research on how to help someone who's grieving, and alhamdulillah, I've had phenomenal responses. I've been talking to many women from different walks of life and speaking to them about the support that they received when they were going through grief. So alhamdulillah, today is an exciting show. We have a sister that's going to be coming on live on air that will be discussing some of her challenges that she faced, going through some of her difficulties dealing with a child with special needs and a rare disease. So inshallah, Sister Sajira will be joining us after the break. And then later on towards the end of the break, towards the end of the show, we'll be crossing over live to Roshni, where we will be speaking to Sister Hava from the Vowel Women's Forum. And they have exciting news for us because they will be hosting Radio Islam this Friday, a ladies-only event in Roshni. So more about that later on, inshallah. But let us kick off today's show. Last week we spoke a lot about trials, tests, and tribulations, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through these difficult tests. And I think it's important for us to consider, what the tests are in our lives and how we overcoming this. But it's also important for us to help somebody that's going through this. And you know, supporting a friend or a loved one through bereavement, grief and loss can be sometimes very overwhelming, because when someone you care about is grieving after a loss, it can be difficult to know what to say or what to do, and sometimes we say the most inappropriate of things. So today's show is more about raising awareness, educating myself firstly on how to respond. I will be speaking to a lady that will teach us on, from her experience, and she works with a lot of ladies going through difficulties, and she will be teaching us how to respond, how to support somebody that's going through a difficult time. So the death of a loved one is one of the life's most difficult experiences. The bereaved struggle with many intense and painful emotions, including depression, anger, guilt, and including profound sadness. And this is something that, we trying to assist them cannot sometimes understand. And during my research this week, I understood that, just by listening and reading through all the ladies' responses, and really these are super mums of superheroes, and that's the name of their support group. And these are phenomenal, amazing women that I've come across in the course of this week, alhamdulillah. But I think just educating myself and understanding what their needs are, and some of the inappropriate and not so appropriate things that we say to these women when they're going through difficulty. So I think it's very important for us to understand and to realize how we can help in terms of giving support and understanding when somebody is grieving and when they're going through a bit of difficulty. Inshallah, we will be back after the break, and then we will be crossing live over, and Sister Sajida will be joining us, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, ahlan wa sahlan. If you've just joined us, this is the Adhikriyat show, and my name is Tasneem. We have an exciting show lined up for today, and before we continue, let us welcome ahlan wa sahlan. We have Sajida on the line.
Assalamu alaikum, Tasneem.
Alaikum salam. How are you, Sister Sajida?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Jazakallah so much for joining us today.
I would like to thank you for inviting us and to be able to talk about this topic and, share our experiences as moms with children who are special.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Definitely special indeed. I was just telling the listeners from last week that we were talking about trials, tests and tribulations and why Allah tests us with these difficulties and how it brings us closer to Him. So what do you wish people knew about your experience? What would you like to share with us, Sajida?
Well, my daughter, a brief history is that my daughter was born with a CHD condition called primary atresia, and she had two open heart surgeries. And alhamdulillah, through her, she's now 3.5, but she's been through a lot, basically. And as a mom, it's difficult watching your child undergo such pain and, you know, not being able to alleviate the pain or do anything about it. You know, these things tend to be out of our control and left to the devices of the medical profession.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wish was people would actually just ask us, you know, about our children and their conditions and educate themselves about their illness, because on the outset, they don't really look ill. They seem fine. But inside, it's a whole other story. There's also the idea of tolerance, you know. People just need to be a little bit more tolerant and more empathetic towards moms who have children that are special and they have special needs.
And it's funny that you're saying that, because alhamdulillah, just doing the research this week, I saw there's an overwhelming need just from the responses that I got from mothers out there that, you know, that are crying out for compassion and empathy. And I don't know where we as an ummah are lacking. So this is something that really needs to be brought to, you know, to awareness and to the forefront. And we need to educate ourselves, like you're saying, in order for us to be that support for people going through difficulty. You know, in terms of your experience, who has been supportive to you, and in what ways? What would you like to share with the listeners in terms of the support that you received during this difficult time?
Well, I've had, alhamdulillah, a good support structure. My family's been there throughout. You know, I have three other children, and while I was with my daughter in the hospital and going up and down for checkups, my family takes care of my other three kids, which is such a blessing.
Alhamdulillah.
To know that they're in good hands and they've been fed, and, you know, you don't have to worry about them as such. And then I have such a good host of friends, and they help out, you know, if it means running errands for me or carpooling when I'm tied down, you know. There's also a good team of doctors, you know. In South Africa, shukr alhamdulillah, we are lucky in the sense that there's good medical care.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of people, like, you know, that are from other African countries like Malawi, etc. They come here for their care.
Alhamdulillah, we're so fortunate in that regard.
Gee, definitely. And then obviously I created this group, Super Moms for Little Superheroes.
Mm, tell us more about that. I was just briefly explaining to the listeners about these amazing women that I met this week. So tell us more about this group, Super Moms for Superheroes.
I created the group initially because, you know, when I was going through Aisha's condition and when I found out about it, it was very overwhelming. You have a lot of medical information that you need to read through. It's not a condition, I mean, I was aware of. And I think with all the other moms as well, you know, only when their child was diagnosed were they exposed to these medical histories and these medical conditions. So sometimes the road ahead seems so foggy, and you don't know if, you know, when you read on Google, it always sounds worse than it seems.
I think Dr. Google always gives the worst diagnosis and the most scariest diagnosis. Of diagnosis.
So when we met other moms who have been down this journey and we started chatting amongst each other, we realized that it's not that bad. You know, if we are there for each other and we advise each other about doctors and procedures and alternative healing methods, we get through it, and we encourage each other and support each other. You know, some days we good and we're positive and we know we're going to beat this, and some days we just feel really down and, you know, we're overwhelmed. But when we support each other through this and we know that the other person has been through this journey, they've walked in our shoes, it's easier to take advice from someone who's walked the road. So we love having each other in our lives and supporting each other.
Alhamdulillah, and I think that's an amazing task that you've taken on, and inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala continue to give you the strength and the time and, you know, whatever you need to pursue and to keep on motivating and encouraging these women, these amazing, amazing women. And alhamdulillah, I've had the privilege of working in support groups for many years, and I can say and I can vouch for that, that magic literally happens in those support groups. So alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala continue with your great efforts and give you all the strength and all the barakah and everything that you do, inshallah.
Ameen.
What have you learned about life and about yourself from this experience?
I think the most important thing you learn is that life is so short. It's so fleeting. It's, you know, you need to really take it by the horns and love it, you know. And Allah is always guiding us. He's guiding our ship. All our tadbir has been written years and years before the earth was even created. And once you learn to accept that Allah has given you this trial and test in your life, and you realize that it's out of His mercy that He's given you this trial. He loves you so much, and He wishes for you Jannah, and He's guiding you towards Him. He wants you to cry out to Him, to make dua, to wake up for tahajjud. And when you do those things and you sincerely make dua, I promise you, I've seen the miracles. I've seen it happen, you know. I always try to imagine myself as Yunus alayhi salam, you know, when he was sitting in the belly of the whale and the acids were actually eating his skin.
Subhanallah.
And he was crying out to Allah, La ilaha anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. And I found that dua so powerful, because we really just need to beg Allah to have mercy on us and to take care of us and our children.
Subhanallah. So it sounds like, I think what I really got from everything that you were saying is this level of acceptance. And for somebody that's going through any challenge and any obstacle in your life, for you to understand that this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding that it comes from Him, and only He gives the shifa, and only He gives the cure, and only He gives you the solution. So in doing so, turning towards Him, and in doing so, increasing your spirituality, would you say that this experience has definitely affected your spirituality in terms of bringing you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Gee, most definitely. You know, trials bring you closer to Allah, because you cry out to Him in the darkest portion of the night, and He loves hearing your voice. And it's also a means of your entry to Jannah.
Inshallah. Ameen.
I always say that when you're reading Surah Yasin, you know, you come to a point where you say, Kun fayakun. Allah says, be, and it is. So there's nothing that's impossible for Allah. Every cure is available to you.
Alhamdulillah.
I just make fervent dua, you know, and say that, with firm yakin, Ya Allah, you take away her illness and you give her shifa without any ailment left behind.
And Sister Sajida, coming to this point of acceptance, it must have been a long road, a long journey. What were some of the steps you took to come to this level of acceptance? Because like I said in our previous show, acceptance is a ni'mah that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses to a few. You know, so there's something that you must have done and did in the process in order for you to have come to this level. And Mubarak to you, alhamdulillah, and may Allah ta'ala continue to give you this acceptance and this peace and this sukoon in your life. But just share a little bit with the learner, with the listeners that might be struggling to come to this level of acceptance, whether it's divorce or a miscarriage or whatever trial you might be going through. Share with the listeners in terms of the steps that you took to get to this point of acceptance. Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Look, it's not an easy road. You have to go through the steps and go through the processes that are required to come to this point. You know, when you first find out about your, either whether it's your illness or your children's illness or you've lost a loved one, it's the same form of grief. You know, you go through the steps of grief. First it's denial, and then you go through anger. And slowly but surely you come to acceptance. But alhamdulillah, as a Muslim, with our deen and our yakin in Allah Ta'ala, and the firm belief that everything, good or bad, comes from Him, it helps you accept that, you know what, this has come from Allah. Allah has chosen me to follow this path. And all I need to do is to be grateful, to to see the blessings. With every difficulty, I believe there is ease. I always found that even though I was going through a hard time, there was always some form of blessing that was helping me along, or, you know, numerous blessings from unknown sources. People you wouldn't expect to come out and help you, they do.
Alhamdulillah. And I think once you open your eyes to that barakah, and, you know, you find yourself in a state of gratitude, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala only makes that barakah increase for you. But inshallah, we're going to keep you there on the line, Sister Sajira, and we will be back with Sister Sajira and more inspiring words from Sister Sajira just after the break, inshallah.
The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. My name is Tasneem on the Adhikriyat show. And today we're speaking about trials, tests and tribulations and how we can be a support to our loved ones that are going through these different trials and tribulations. Alhamdulillah, on the line we have Sister Sajira joining us today. She's one of the admin on the group Super Moms for Superheroes, the most amazing women that I met this week over WhatsApp. And they're running a support group for women, for mums especially, with superhero children, children with rare illnesses and chronic diseases, and alhamdulillah, giving each other support and being a source of comfort and solace for each other. Alhamdulillah, sometimes Allah Ta'ala puts you in a difficult situation, but He sends people, you know, to grant you ease, and, you know, may Allah Ta'ala grant you all afia and make it easy for you. Sister Sajira?
Ji.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Welcome back, ahlan wa sahlan. So before the break, you were discussing about your experiences and telling us. I also know that you are a mother of four. How do you manage all the other children, the three other children? And tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, we have a special needs kid, or basically someone with a chronic heart condition. It affects everyone in our family. Each of my children have emotional needs, and they also have fears when Aisha does go to hospital or she does go through a procedure, and they keep wondering whether she's in pain or she's comfortable, why can't they see her in ICU. So as a mom, you have to be there for each one of them and be able to offer support to each one of them. I like to start off with all honest communication. So when Aisha does have to go in for a procedure, I have all my kids sit down and explain the procedure and explain that we are going to stay over. But to Aisha, I just tell her we're going to have a sleepover at the hospital. It's just mommy and Aisha time. It just takes the edge off a little bit, because nowadays when she sees the hospital doors, she knows what's coming. So the tears tend to flow before we even enter the hospital. There's also, you know, a way you can maintain routine in your home and try to keep treat them fairly, and keep the rules the same. Because I find when you give one child extra attention or you bend the rules for them, the other kids tend to complain.
So it makes parenting a whole different challenge for you. Takes it to another level, I'm sure.
It does.
Because children can manipulate the situation and use it for their own benefit, and in doing so, you know, it could be detrimental to the other children in terms of they could get spoiled or, you know, seeking attention all the time. So you really have to manage everybody's attention. And I remember you said you love creating memories with your children. What did you mean when you said this? What are some of the things and activities you do? That sounded like a fun way to be raising children, alhamdulillah.
I think that lives are short, and, you know, we don't know Aisha's health condition going forward. So we always know that today is a blessing. And in that way, we try to make the best of today. So we create fun memories by doing crazy things. We either have a pajama day, or we dress up like superheroes. We play blind man buff at odd hours, even if it's a school night.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Alhamdulillah.
So there's no rules.
And tell us a little bit about Aisha. I know you said she's 3.5 years old, mashallah.
Gee, she's growing up well, alhamdulillah. She's a little fighter, and she's been a brave trooper throughout her condition and throughout her, whenever the doctor comes along with a drip or, you know, she looks at my face, and I try to be as happy and cheerful as possible so that she doesn't see the fear that I am experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, alhamdulillah, she's always smiling every day. She just takes life and she loves it, like, with so much enthusiasm. And I learned from her that no matter what you're going through, there's always something to smile about.
Alhamdulillah. You know, it's been absolutely amazing and, you know, so inspiring having you on the show. I think we need more shows like this, inshallah, in the future. And, you know, this was just going to be a once-off thing, but I think I'm going to definitely call you and the other super mums onto the show and maybe come into the studio and, you know, speak more about this, the challenges that you face, and inshallah, inspire the rest of us out there, inshallah. Sajira, jazakallah so much for your time and for coming on air, and inshallah, may your story be a means of inspiration for all of those that are listening, and for me included, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala always make us a means of hidayah, inshallah. Jazakallah so much, Sister Sajira. May Allah Ta'ala, lots of love and kisses to little Aisha.
Jazakallah, thanks so much. Inshallah, we'll get to meet one day.
Inshallah, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That was Sister Sajira all the way from Limpopo. It is an absolute pleasure having her on air. Alhamdulillah, you know, it just makes us realize and brings us to that point of awareness of some of the challenges that we face in this dunya, and how to look at it, and, you know, coming through those levels and going through all those different stages and coming to that point of acceptance, which is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, like I said, this show is going to go on for next week, and inshallah, next week I'll be discussing more bereavement. The response was so phenomenal that I'm not going to be able to get through all the responses. And I'd love to hear from the listeners out there. So the number to call is 082-551-3885. And, you know, share your stories with us and let us know how you're feeling and you know, what you're going through. Because grief happens inside of us. That is one of it's one of the most difficult things about it. It affects our emotions, our thoughts, our reaction, even impacts on our physical well-being. Inside means it's hidden. The thoughts and feelings don't show, so no one knows what is really going on inside of us. The thoughts are hidden, so we don't know what is going on in somebody else as well. The result is no one knows what is normal. What am I supposed to feel? How long am I supposed to feel this way? Am I going crazy? These are some of the thoughts and these are some of the responses that I got from the mothers out there. Have I lost my bearings or my morals? Have I lost my iman? You know, this is some of the questions that might go through your mind. Am I the only one? And I could go on and on, because like I said, the response was phenomenal, but I would never be able to give enough examples to fit the thoughts and fears whirling in the heads and hearts of those that are going through difficulty. But the best help we can receive comes from those who are walking the same pathways and dealing with the same feelings we're experiencing. And, you know, alhamdulillah, just belonging to a super group, a support group like Super Mums, for superheroes, alhamdulillah, it's given these women immense strength in order to carry on. Inshallah, let's leave it there and then we'll come back after the break, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Tasneem and you've just joined Adhikriyat on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548. Before we continue, I think we've got a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Tasneem?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Tasneem, I want to say something very important. A mother is very important to her children. She must always be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through that. I've been through that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, another thing is, a mother in a home must be strong. She must have a strong mind. And she must think of her children.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sometimes in between, due to circumstances, many mothers have been through bad experiences, difficulties in their lives, and sometimes they've built up fear. A lot of things has gone wrong in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not able to be strong for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So
how can we support these mothers that are sometimes not strong enough to support themselves,
yeah,
and their children?
This is where
we come in as an ummah, and we need to help them.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We must encourage them. We must give them encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
We must be kind to them. We must be good-hearted to them. We must keep in contact with them. Show them, in other words, win them over.
Yes.
by giving them confidence.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, you know, what I from my research that I've been doing this week, I think just sitting next to them and giving them that hug or that pat on the back and, you know,
exactly.
just, like you're saying, encouragement and support. Unfortunately, we've lost the caller, but I'm sure she'll listen on air. I just wanted to read one response. Inshallah, I promise you next week I'm going to get through more of the responses, but I just want to go through this one. So this comes from a sister, and she says, it's only recently that our ordeal began. We've been devastated, and while many people have been supportive on our side, we've also had to hear that it's time for us to introspect, because we've probably been punished for something we've done. This by far from all that we've heard has been the worst. We were at rock bottom, and the last thing we wanted to hear was how terrible we could have been. While I understand the need to introspect, there's a time and place to tell a distraught parent something like this. So, you know, I'm going to go through more of the responses next week, but this was the trend that I see in the responses. And, you know, where we lacking is in Ummah, I want the listeners to really introspect and think, how can we support these mums, or just generally anybody that's going through a difficult time? Let us stop being judgmental. Let us stop sitting back and looking at these women going through their struggles and, you know, judging them and thinking they're not reading Salah or their iman is weak. Who are we to judge? So really, we need to really introspect and see, what can we do? Drop off a meal, you know, volunteer to take the kids to extra classes. Let's help out with the lift clubs. I don't know, there's a million things we can do. I want you guys to phone in next week and let me know, what can we do as an ummah to support each other, to be one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when one part of the body is ailing, the entire body is hurt. So inshallah, let us be in that spirit of ummah, inshallah. But unfortunately, we've almost come to the end of the show. I promise we will be continuing with this topic next week. The focus for next week will be more on bereavement. So please do call in and send in your SMSs. If you would like to contact the Super Mums for Superheroes group and you'd like to chat more to Sajida, please contact Radio Islam 011-854-1548, or you can SMS this line 082-551-3885 for any information on the Super Mums for Superheroes group out there. Inshallah, we'll be crossing live to Roshni, and we're going to be chatting to Sister Hava. Is Sister Hava on the line? Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we're still trying to get Sister Hava on the line. In the meantime, we Radio Islam and the Baal Women's Forum is hosting a ladies-only event, a workshop, Transforming Your Life Through Salah, which is taking place this Friday at the Roshni Civic Hall. Inshallah, we'll be back, and we're going to try and get Auntie Hava to come on the line, inshallah. But in the meantime, I'm going to be going through more responses from the ladies that I got from the group. So one of the ladies said that, I think we beat ourselves up enough. I keep wondering if I should do this procedure or send her to the school or homeschool or alternative medicine or not. When I take a break, I feel guilty for not spending time with her. Honestly, I'm trying to understand what I did wrong. So these are some of the sentiments. These are some of the thoughts. These are some of the, you know, the things that the mothers are going through when they're dealing with children that are ill. So let us try and be more understanding, more supportive. I'm going to go through another response, and it says, Salams. I don't like it when people look at my son and say, "Oh, is he the sickly one?" This statement can really bring out the beast in me. I was told by an ignorant individual that maybe my son is born this way because I ate something that I wasn't supposed to eat. Can you get more ignorant people than this, you know? This is the anger in this mother's voice that you can hear, because I think she's had enough. So let us be more sensitive. Let us understand what these women are going through. And if we can't say anything nice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, silence is better. So inshallah, let us, you know, support them, give them a hug, drop off some food, you know, in whatever capacity that we can, sending a dua, Inshallah, these are spiritual gifts, reading one Yasin and sending it to the people, reading Ya Salamu for Shifa, inshallah. Whatever we can do in our capacity, let us unite, let us stand as one ummah, and let us support each other, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hava.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, and assalamu alaikum to all our lovely
sisters. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome to the show.
Shukran, shukran.
Alhamdulillah. Tell us more about the Friday event happening in Roshni Savikor.
Oh, alhamdulillah, the Vaal Muslim Women's Forum take the honor in inviting all our sisters and ladies and youth, female youth, not only from Roshni, but from all surrounding areas, to attend the workshop this Friday, inshallah, that will be held at the Roshni Civic Center. So this Friday, the 9th of March, and the time is starting at 2 p.m., inshallah. And after all, we are honored to have two special guests who will be running the workshop for the Vaal Muslim Women's Forum. And actually, it's Radio Islam, assisted by Vaal Muslim Women's Forum. And Radio Islam has invited two wonderful guests that we are looking forward to, and that's Apa Zahira Kareem and Sister Tasneem Jadabai.
And I'm super excited to be there on Friday, inshallah.
Thank you to Radio Islam for making this workshop possible. I cannot express how ladies are calling in to confirm the time and in the community, because they love the two honorable guests that are coming through. And of all and I'm sure all our listeners know, Apa Zahira Kareem is Alima, who holds honors degree in psychology, and she's the director of Ummahat Madrasa. And I'm not shy to say I'm going to be attending the madrasa soon after this talk.
Mashallah.
Apa Zahira comes every Tuesdays, and she has a morning class, and she has the afternoon class for people like us who teach and work. And alhamdulillah, it's so beneficial. We're never too old to learn.
Alhamdulillah.
And our other guest speaker, Sister Tasneem, who is such a great therapist and educator, and listening to you on Radio Islam, so beneficial to the listener.
Alhamdulillah, Allah accept, inshallah.
And your program, well, we're proud and honored to have you as our producer and presenter every Tuesday on Radio Islam. And I think Allah chose you to be there so that you can benefit all of us.
Alhamdulillah.
And I know that all the ladies know you people, the two team, the wonderful team, Apa Zahira and Apa Tasneem, because they started the Hijab Support Group in 2009. And alhamdulillah, I have seen so much of change in our youth, and may Allah reward you people for every step that you have taken to this, you know. So ladies out there, I'm appealing to you people, don't miss out on this workshop. And guess what? The workshop, Radio Islam said, must be free. It is free, yes.
So that's the best part of the workshop.
Today's time, you get free workshop, and that too, a workshop that is going to have, inshallah, the blessings of Allah. Because the theme of the workshop, the topic is transforming your life through salah. Alhamdulillah, we all know we have to read our five-time namaz. We all, including myself, our child, best to keep a read of salah. But what does salah do? Does it? How does it impact? Has it made a change in our life? And inshallah, all this will be a guiding light at this workshop that's on Friday, 9th of March, sister. Tasneem, we're looking forward to it, because we're going to have an opportunity to ask questions where you'll be able to help us and answer all our doubts, and inshallah, make us be better Muslims.
Inshallah. I'm super excited. I'm really looking forward to forward to meeting all you ladies out there in Roshni. And alhamdulillah, the Vaal Muslim Women's Forum is doing phenomenal work. And alhamdulillah, jazakallah to you, Sister Hava, for assisting Radio Islam to host and, you know, have this event on this scale, inshallah. We're looking forward to seeing the ladies out there on Friday. And just to give the time again, it's 2 p.m. at the Roshni Civic Hall, inshallah.
Inshallah. So I must say that the Vaal Muslim Women's Forum ladies are also excited to have the community once again at the Civic Center to actually benefit, and then after that to intermingle and socialize at the same time. So I know that the sisters of Vaal Muslim Women's Forum are really working out there to make Friday go off well, so people sacrifice that little time and come and benefit from this workshop that the two lovely sisters are going to travel.
Alhamdulillah, it's going to be a great afternoon to spend your time on Friday afternoon at the Roshni Civic Center, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I look forward to seeing you too, Auntie Hava.
Inshallah, I hope so. And May you have a lovely weekend day after this.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Enjoy your madrasa class at Ummahat this afternoon.
Ameen. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was Auntie Hava from the Vow Muslim Women's Forum. Just to give out those times and dates at the Roshni Civic Hall on the 9th of March, which is this Friday at 2 p.m., we will be conducting a workshop, myself and Appa Zahira Kareem from Ummahat Madrasa. We'll be discussing transforming your life through Salah. So looking forward to meeting all of you there, and looking forward to hosting the workshop and getting to meet all the ladies, inshallah. Like I said, inshallah, this topic will continue next week, trials, tests, and tribulations, and we'll be listening to more responses from the ladies focusing on bereavement and the loss of a child. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of those suffering, going through difficulty. This is our jihad in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala grant you all afia and raise your statuses in Jannah, inshallah. From me, Sister Tasneem, and from my wonderful engineer, Brother Jahangir, Fiyaman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.